Narada instructed Vyasadeva, when Vyasadeva was having a despondency, you know, he told him the main cause of Vyasadeva's depression or despondency is because he did not sufficiently glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see, Vyasadeva or Vedavyas is not an ordinary personality. He is a literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And he had actually completed writing the Vedas and the Puranas and Upanishads and Mahabharata, Ramayana. In fact, there is a verse which says, Vede Ramayana Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adye Madye Cha Ante Cha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. There is a verse. It says that in all these Vedas, Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, what do you find? You only find Hari Kirtan, glorification of Lord Hari. It says Adi, Madhya, Ant, the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, there is only glorification of the Holy Name. Even if somebody asks, what about the middle place between Adi and Madhya, or middle place between Madhya and Ant, that is why it says Hari Sarvatra Giyate, it says. But still he was despondent. Why? If everywhere there is glorification of Hari only, the reason is given that even in Padma Purana, Vishnu Purana and many such literatures, you will still find Dharma Artha Kama Moksha explanation. Using bhakti for getting moksha. You find Upanishads extolling the glory of moksha or liberation from material entanglement, which is actually not the highest goal for a devotee. In fact, a devotee, it is said, the only aspiration for a devotee is loving devotional service to Krishna, wherever it be. And moksha, he considers it like fig or like straw. He doesn't value it at all. A devotee never aspires for liberation from sufferings of the material world. In fact, he welcomes sufferings in service to Krishna. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that, you know, the sufferings that and obstacles that come in the path of my spiritual life are actually an asset for me. They are actually a great valuable wealth for me, he says, because they help me to connect with Krishna and remember Krishna, he says. So, Narada told, yes, you have glorified Krishna, but it is not pure glorification. You are inspiring the living entities, here is Krishna, you know, he will free you from all your sufferings, or here is Krishna who will give you moksha. That kind of description is not a pure description. And also, Krishna's name is not glorified constantly. It is glorified sparingly. It's there. One cannot see it standing out in all these Vedic literatures. Like you read Mahabharata, even in the time of Krishna, 5,000 years ago, not everyone knew Krishna to be Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some of them foolishly thought Krishna to be a cousin of the Pandavas. You find Shishupal calling Krishna as an ordinary covered man or covered boy. They exactly didn't know who Krishna was. Only a few people knew Krishna to be Sakshat Param Bhagavan. So, like you see Markandeya Rishi telling Pandavas how Krishna is Bhagavan. Narada Muni is telling how Krishna is Bhagavan. And Krishna gave darshan to a few people showing himself as Bhagavan. So, because of this, the presentation of Krishna personality in the Vedic literatures oftentimes, it does not clearly stand out, extolling the position of Krishna. So, although Krishna's character comes here and there, so Narada told them, anuvarnitaha anukirtitaha, he said. You have to constantly glorify and you have to repeatedly glorify, he said. You have to constantly glorify the fame of the Supreme Lord. And you have to repeatedly describe. Why? You see, the Lord's fame, when you say fame means it's already, the glorification is done. But you can glorify the fame also. Lord's fame is so much that you can repeatedly glorify. Not only you can glorify the fame, you can repeatedly glorify the fame. Because that is his greatness. Because the Lord's beauty, the Lord's activities, like there is one full chapter in Krishna book you will read, the gopis glorifying the flute of Krishna. You will see that's one full chapter. And there is a chapter describing Krishna entering into the forest of Raj along with his covered boys and cows and calves, for herding the cows and calves. There is a full description of a whole chapter. So every one of Lord's activities are very beautiful to remember, beautiful to meditate upon. And his disposition towards his devotees is greatly extolled in scriptures. His bhakta karunyata, his bhakta vatsalyata, his protection for his devotees and his love for his devotees, his subservience to devotees, and the pastimes he performs with his devotees. So the scriptures describe, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's full of this description of how the Krishna's qualities are very unique and very special, with all these wonderful qualities, what I was telling you. A few qualities I told you, but you can have, there's a long list of qualities, 64 qualities elaborately explained if you see in Nectar of Devotion. These are not qualities that Rupa Goswami tells on his own. You'll find for each quality he will quote from different Puranas. Different Puranas, different Upanishads, different Vedas. He'll take out a quote from Padma Purana and Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, like that he will take and quote. But these qualities of Krishna are highlighted very beautifully in the Srimad Bhagavatam, repeatedly. That's why he says you should repeatedly glorify and you should constantly glorify, he says. So much that the living entity should be flooded with ecstasy. With such great ecstasy that they will never stoop down to sense gratification. Of course, they have to read it. Just like yesterday I was telling about reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Reciting Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, singing the Bhagavatam, remembering the meaning of the verses, meditating with our mind on the Lord's name, his fame, his activities, his pastimes with his devotees. And anyone who intelligently absorbs that kind of absorption actually can make the material world vanish from the sight of a sincere devotee completely. So, just as he says here, in the same manner, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, if it has to eradicate our anarthas, Prabhupada says one has to chant constantly. Of course, even if you cannot chant all day constantly, at least during the time of chanting, you can chant constantly. Those 2 hours, repeatedly. What is constant chanting? Just like Vedavyasa had written all the Vedic literatures with so many subjects on sociology, civics and politics, and so many other subjects were there in the Vedic literature also. Actually, Vedic literature is not purely transcendental. The 4 Vedas, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Krishna is saying. The Vedic literature is full of 3 modes. Similarly, our mind is also full of 3 modes when we chant. There are 3 modes which are occupying, dominating the mind. And Krishna's holy name is heard here and there in occasional recesses. Hare Krishna, and then so many other things. Just like an electronic signal, you find occasionally a spike comes. Otherwise, it's going low level. Occasionally, we may call Krishna's name and hear. But clouded with so much of other thoughts and worries and anxieties and other things. So repeated glorification means constantly high. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You heard Prabhupada kya said? Prabhupada repeats the holy name very quickly, fastly. Prabhupada said chants swiftly. Chanting swiftly and chanting loudly keeps the mind very attentive. And chanting slowly gives enough recesses for leaking out and the mind into worldly worries and thoughts and anxieties. And once the mind leaks out and hooks on to one material thought, it is likely to expand upon it. The nature of the mind is, whatever subject you give as a food to the mind, it will expand on it. It will develop it. You give the holy name repeatedly, it will expand the attention on the holy name. and then the attention will become get better and better. But you give a material subject for the mind, then it expands on that plan-making business. And then it thinks about the pros and cons, the positive, negative, what should be done, what should not be done, and how to do it, and it gets into that sankalpa. It's called as making a sankalpa plan. So the holy name should be repeatedly chanted and constantly chanted in such a way that we are repeatedly hearing only Krishna's sweet name, repeatedly. And then all the other things from the heart will be destroyed. That's why in Bhagavatam itself it is said, anartho pashamam sakshat bhakti yogam adokshaje lokasya janato vidvams chakri satvata sammitam. This verse says, anartha upashamam sakshat bhakti yogam adokshaje. The sakshat bhakti yogam for the Supreme Lord is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which, what does it do? Anartha upashamam sakshat. Anartha means it completely destroys the anarthas in our heart. Just as the fame of Krishna destroys the heart. Actually, when does the fame of Krishna destroy the heart? When we have to hear the fame through reciting Bhagavatam. And then when the mind gets fixed in the faith, in those glories, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the mind develops an attraction for the Personality of Godhead. When that attraction comes, attraction is a kind of, positive intoxication. And just like you drink honey, you'll jump up and down, you'll want to drink more. Similarly, it's a very great paradox, because as anarthas in the heart get destroyed, the attraction keeps increasing more and more for the katha of the Lord. At the same time, without hearing katha of the Lord, you cannot destroy the anarthas. So you may ask, egg comes first or hen comes first? Which one to do? So the shastras say, you keep on hearing the glories even if you don't have attraction. You keep hearing Bhagavatam, and that will inspire you and impel you to chant the holy names with more absorption and attention. And then when anarthas are destroyed, then the hearing quality will improve. And you hear with more greater attention and attraction. And then in this way, our consciousness fixity in Krishna will become a constant activity. And then by that kind of activity, the bhakti is very easily achieved. Bhakti va Krishna. Krishna becomes controlled in the heart of a devotee. He likes to be controlled by such a devotee who constantly remembers him, constantly absorbs his consciousness in him. In this way, Narada instructed Vedavyas, although Vedavyas is the literal incarnation of the Lord, he purposefully played this pastime to keep the glorification of the Lord as the highest pedestal in the different paths given in the scriptures, like karma, jnana, yoga and everything. Topping all of this is the Bhakti Yoga, and in the Bhakti Yoga there is Navvida Bhakti. Taramadhya Sarvasteshta Nama Sankirtan Niraparade Nama Loyale Pabe Premadhan. So Tarasteshta means, before that he says, amongst the Bhakpa, different Navvida Bhakti, all the Navvida Bhakti, he says, Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dare Mahashakti, he says. If you do Shravanam, Kirtanam, Saranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Pasyavanam, all those things up to Atma Nivedanam, they can give you Krishna, they can give you Krishna Prema. These two things they can give you. Krishna Prema, Krishna Dete, Dhare, Mahashakti, they have. But Taramatya Sarvashishta, Namasangan. Amongst the ninefold path of devotion service also, what is Sarvashishta? Namasankirtan, he says. But the Namasankirtan will give you Krishna Prema when Niraparada Nama Loile Pabe Premadan, he says. When we chant without offenses attentively, he says the holy name will bestow the Krishna Prema, which is what all the living entities anxiously are looking for. Even the foolish living entities chasing after the mirage of material energy, they are also looking for Krishna Prema only, but in an indirect way. So, this gives us one important clue. Which we often say, maximize Krishna time, minimize Maya time. Reduce contact with Maya and increase contact with Krishna. Which also means increase absorption in Krishna and Krishna related things, which induce remembrance of Krishna more and more. And during the chanting of the holy name in the morning, it's an exclusive time allotted not only by Krishna, by also Srila Prabhupada, by Acharyas, by the temple authorities, by all the people. This golden time is given to us. We should not waste it. How can you imagine filling up our mind with straw type of thoughts, good for nothing thoughts, and worrying about this and that? It's a useless, futile endeavor. It's like beating an empty husk. One should not fill up the mind with useless anxieties and worries and thoughts, because one day we have to leave this world and go. When we become 70, 80, 90 years, we have to give up this body along with its allied situation around the body. We have to give it up and go to another destination. So, let us make our glorification of Krishna's holy name constant when we are chanting the holy name. And that will purify our heart very fastly. It's like a welding. Constantly, if you are very attentive in welding, the welding will be very proper. And the spark would come very nicely, isn't it? And sometimes you are thinking about something, you will take off the welding rod, then it cannot weld. Or if you are a little inattentive, it gets stuck also. Isn't it? Any of you have done in your engineering, you will know. But whereas if you are very attentive, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that attention is needed. Harinam Prabhu ki.